Welcome to the Leadership Minute, 60 seconds to becoming a better leader. I'm your host, Kevin DeShazo of Culture Wins. You know, it was an unbelievable weekend for the NFL playoffs. Every game came down to the final play, which means that every team was performing to their potential under pressure. With the game on the line, with the season on the line, people made plays. And let's be honest, losing teams made plays as well. Right, there were some unbelievable performances from teams that ended their season over the weekend. It's sports. Somebody has to win, somebody has to lose. You can play an unbelievable game and still get beat. You can play your best game and still get beat. But that's a lesson for a different day. There were two stories that came out of this weekend that I think matter for us as leaders, as people pursuing our potential. One was out of Kansas City. So Travis Kelce, in his press conference after the game, talked about the play at the end of regulation. They had 8 seconds left, and they're trying to get down the field for a game-tying field goal to send it to overtime. And he said he told quarterback Patrick Mahomes, said, "Hey, I'm not going to run the route that you call. I'm just going to go to the open space." And you can hear at the line of scrimmage, Mahomes looks around. He looks over at Kelce, says, "Do it, Kelce, do it. Like, go to the open space, basically, I'll find you." Kelce described it as some backyard football, right? "Hey, I'm going to go this way. Just throw the ball, I'll go get it." And with the season on the line, they did it. He got to the open space. Mahomes hit him. Got down, made the field goal, overtime, ended up winning the game. But it was an unbelievable moment of communication, of trust, of execution. And then there was Cincinnati. They kicked a field goal to win. And they asked quarterback Joe Burrow after the game, like, "How nice is it to have a kicker like Evan McPherson?" He said, "That guy's unbelievable." He said, "It's funny, before he walked onto the field for that kick, he took a little warm-up swing, and looks like we're going to the AFC Championship." Like, that's the amount of confidence that he had in himself, and he walked out and he made the kick. And Burrow went on to say, "You know, we knew who he was as soon as he walked in the locker room at camp. It's not just he can kick a ball through the uprights, it's the way he carries himself, his confidence, his preparation that allowed him to perform in that moment." And that preparation is the key word in both of these situations and in every game. Because too many times under adversity, we hope to perform well. We hope to communicate well. We hope to think well. We hope to have trust. We hope to have influence. Like, well, hope's great, but it's not a strategy. The reason that these people were able to perform to their potential under adversity, under pressure, was because they prepared. Mahomes and Kelce, they have hundreds of hours of reps, not just in football, but in communication, of building trust. So if they didn't, in that moment, Mahomes could be like, "No, man, just run the route. Do what you're told to do. Run the play that I call." But he trusted him because they had reps, because they had prepared, because they had practiced, because they knew each other. And that allowed them to go perform to their level of preparation, not just as football players, but as teammates. And the same thing in Cincinnati. Their kicker was confident because he had prepared. The team was confident in him because they know that he had prepared. They knew who he was. So he wasn't walking out, "Oh, I hope I make this kick." Like, "Oh, big kick, like season's on the line." No, he was ready. He was prepared in that moment. The Chiefs were prepared in that moment because they had prepared for that moment. Adversity reveals our level of preparation, our level of training, our level of discipline, our leadership, our culture, our communication, our relationship, our influence. When the moment hits, it's too late. Adversity is going to hit. That's not pessimism, that's just reality. Put the right habits into place today to allow you to rise to that level in the midst of adversity. We rise or fall to our level of training. We rise or fall to our level of preparation. Let your standard that you need in adversity be the standard that you live before adversity hits.